The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
All right, once again, putting the daily into Cards Daily Report here on azcardinals.com. Darren Urban, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. Calvisi Consulting, Darren, has a suggestion for you when you sit down at the laptop a little bit later. Right. Cardinals went to the movies today. It's tradition. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the movie that Ken Whisenant went to go see was?
The Bourne Legacy, I believe, yes.
And in the movie, the main character is a member of what outfit? Operation Outcome is the name of the outfit. Perfect name for the game plan this week, is it not? You might want to use that as your lead for your next column on azcardinals.com free of charge.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Paul.
Always thinking of my fellow media member. What are we thinking about? What's top of mind going into the Raiders game on Friday night?
To be honest, I think it's a big picture for me. I mean, they came off that Chiefs game not obviously playing very well on either side of the ball. That was clear from Ken Whisenant after the game.
Yeah.
It was clear the day after when he spoke about it and talking about how there was going to be no play time restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been clear this week. He's run them pretty hard in practice all the way around. And one of the reasons the movie thing came up today was because he felt like he had worked them pretty hard the previous couple days. So I expect a really good performance. I know it's easy to say that, and we're going to have to actually see it. But the Raiders are coming off a short week. They played Monday night. The Cardinals are having their first home game. I think they're really refocused because they know they're going in really the wrong direction. Everything in my body says that this is going to be a good performance by the Cardinals. I just hope it pays off that way.
If we don't see a response on Friday night, if we don't see the sense of urgency, then we get concerned. If we don't see them respond on Friday night, then all of a sudden, yeah, you're writing like a four-part series on what just happened.
Well, let's put it this way. I'd rather not see what would happen if that transpired. But we'll find out. I mean, they've got to actually do it on the field. The Raiders are not a poor team. They've got some solid pieces. And these guys have yet to prove that in a preseason game they're going to do it. So, but like I said, to me, all the signs are pointing in the right direction.
Every guy I talked to on offense especially said, all right, what is he looking for? And he said just efficiency. You know, they want to see flow in the offense. They want to see a rhythm. They obviously want to see production. As for individuals, I think we're all waiting to see Ryan Williams, right?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. And I'm assuming he's going to play. You know, that's something that we've all been waiting for a couple weeks, and it looks like everything's on track for it to happen this week. And for him to take that hit and to see how he bounces back and to see how effective he can be, I think that's really important because, again, the Beanie Ryan Williams thing is such a huge part of this offense going into the season. Those guys need to be ready.
Beanie's saying, I'm going to be just as jacked up on the sideline watching him if I don't go against the Raiders on Friday night. On the defensive side of the ball, Darnell Dockett proclaiming that, you know what, it won't be anywhere close to what we saw in the first two games, guaranteeing, promising it'll be a different defense. You think in terms of the effort, the energy, how so do you believe?
Well, you know, Ray Horton told me earlier this week that he felt like the defense as a whole was a little too full of themselves. And I think they've been taken down a couple notches. As Ray Horton said, I said, did the message come across to them? He goes, oh, the message came across. The Saints gave him that message and the Chiefs gave him that message.
Yeah.
So he goes, I'm pretty sure that they understand what's going on right now. This defense has a chance to be good, but they've got to perform that way. They don't get to be good just because they say they're good. And they all know that. And I think they understand there's a prove it level right now. And that unit is a big reason why I think this team's going to do well this week, because I think they understand it's getting to be rubber meets the road time, and they can't keep doing what they're doing and then flip the switch on September 9th. It's not going to work that way.
Bottom line, if the game film isn't better than the film they saw in the theater, there's going to be problems with the coaching staff. Let's leave it at that. And by the way, how about a shout-out for your grandfather? Can we? Can we give a little shout-out?
Works for me. My grandfather, who had just turned 101 about a month ago, unfortunately passed away today. So shout-out to Ray Urban.
Born in 1911?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow. Absolutely. Props big time to a life well led. For Darren Urban, I'm Paul Calvisi, and Darren's grandfather as well. That'll do it for this edition here. Cards Daily Report on azcardinals.com.